And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, along with Corey Sandin here. Rock God Rick is at the War Heroes on Water event this weekend. And, well, we're supposed to have Benny Florentino here from Coastal Charters, but I don't know where Benny is. So you may be stuck with Corey and I and talking fishing, because both of us are out this week and we have some good news for you. They're biting. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations, with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and
he's here, he's arrived.
Right at the right minute.
Yeah, a little traffic issues there. Good morning, Captain Benny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. So great to see you, and always a pleasure to see you in the studio here, because you spend a lot of time on the water, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
A lot of water time, for sure.
You know, it's funny, in preparation for this show, I had so many people that were saying, man, I got to book a trip with Benny Florentino. I go, well, good luck, man. It's tough to get in there, right?
Yeah. I was on the water yesterday, and I think I had about 10 texts. Then, you know, I'm sending dates out to people a couple of days before, and the dates they wanted are now booked. And so October is... whew, looking pretty good.
Yeah.
20-something days in October.
20 days in October. Already. But that's a great time to fish, right? Especially
weather,
for your thing,
God,
right?
Weather yesterday was spectacular.
Was it really?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Did you go to Clemente?
No. I'm staying away from Clemente. We fished Catalina yesterday. I had Al Q with me yesterday.
Oh, Al Q.
And,
the fly fishing guy.
Yeah. We had a really, really good day yesterday.
On the fly? Or?
He caught a couple on the fly, but he really, really... fish the weedless pretty much most of the
day. Oh, he goes to the dark side.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
To the fun side.
Very fun side. We had some really awesome blow-ups yesterday.
Wow.
And he ended up getting a good one yesterday up in Palos Verdes up in White. So
wow.
We fished Catalina on the back there up by the V's and up by Salta Verde. Had a couple of tremendous blow-ups, and then caught a bunch. I mean, I don't know, 50, 60 bass.
That was really good.
Wow.
And then we came into PB because I like that, afternoon west wind, downhill current. We had a really good outgoing tide. And I stayed late because I knew the tide would start pushing around 3-ish. So that's late.
Yeah.
So we started fishing up on the hill about about 3 o'clock, and then stayed till about 5, put a couple hours in, and got a couple of good ones. I'll show you the picture once we...
That's good. Al Q and Conway Bowman and the gang will be here in October.
That's what he tells me, yeah.
Talking fly fishing and a big event that their organization's having and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Al is a fun guy.
You know, Al, very fun, very knowledgeable. You know, he comes from back east and a really good stick. I mean, he was putting that G-Luma spinning rod to the task.
Really?
You know? Yeah, I have it paired up with the new Stratic spinning reel, 4,000. And so he was really putting, you know, fishing 40-pound Power Pro and 20-pound Psycho Pro on a 5-inch weedless. That's been really, really it's a bait we put together. So it's
5-inch weedless.
Yeah.
Wow. Fun.
Yeah, and so that's Stratic with 40 pounds.
40 pounds, yeah.
Wow.
I've been fishing a lot of finesse stuff for that bigger bass. We're just making it fun. You know, you're catching that 2 to 3, and then every now and a 5 or a 6 or even a 7, it really makes it sporty. I know, you know, fishing the boilers is a different game. You know, fishing in shallow, which we did yesterday. But on the leading edges and the outer points, you know, I was telling them we're looking for points on the kelp. And those outer edges, and Corey mentions it a lot in his seminars and talks about it until you actually see it and see it work, where, you know, I kept telling, we have to look for these points. Look at the kelp, how it points out, jumps in. That's where the fish are set up in the afternoon,
really?
Especially with that west wind and outgoing tide.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if you, I mean, I assume that you're fishing that size of bait, you know, downsizing, because there's so many, I mean, since it went from 12-inch
yes.
to 14-inch, I mean, there's a tremendous amount, here anyway, I'm talking like our Point Loma, La Jolla stuff, there's a lot of like 13 to 16-inch fish, like beautiful size.
Oh, and that's why we scale down to the finesse stuff. You know, my job as a guide is to catch.
And have fun.
And you know, with that, what you say is that, you know, at first we're like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's too big. And guys in tournaments are having to. But if you want to go out catching and have a blast and catch 30, 40 fish on a small weedless, a 4-inch swim bait and maybe a half ounce or 3/4 ounce war baits and just kind of burning down the leading edges, it is fun. And watching right now these fish, we were at Catalina the other day. Fish are spawning.
Really?
They're spawning and they're post-spawning.
But
right
I
now.
Think, you know what? We went through, first thing that comes to my mind, like in the 1 second,
yes.
is we had a difficult month when they would have been spawning, that with the water rolling over and that hurricane coming and that weird stuff that went on, and the water rolled like funky.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, May, which generally is the beginning of the spawn, it was cold. We had not the best weather, and I think the fish went kind of off the beach. You know, normally they'll come and set up just on an edge of a drop off because their spawning point is deep water, right? They go out, do their thing, and come in and just eat until it's time to spawn again. We're not seeing too many big fish yet. I think that's soon to come. Because I think they're spawning again. Even though my buddy Ron Montro caught an 8-pounder 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and a really good one. So with that said, when those fish pre-spawn or post-spawn, they group up together, and that's why we can catch a bunch. And when you hook one, it's like the middle of summer. You hook one, there's like 10, 12.
Oh, how cool.
Oh, it's so good. You miss one, boom. You miss one, boom.
Wow.
How's the kelp? That like you mentioned Catalina and both PV. I mean, what are you seeing?
Catalina, because we're, you know, that backside has had some warm water. It was 71 when the sun came out. It's gorgeous. PV, on the other hand, gets so much upwelling. Well, one day it'll be 61. Like, beginning of the week, I fished a day trip. It was 61, 62. Went around the corner to the South Bay or Santa Monica side, it was 69, 70.
Huh.
So that side of Palos Verdes from Point Furman all the way to Point Vicente, and there's a deep canyon. When we get any kind of surge from a south swell, wind or whatever, that upwelling brings just absolutely cold water. It is
And does it check the bite down?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fish are there. You have to kind of work low and slow, but you just really got to depend on conditions. But it'll be 61 in the morning, and you could get an influx of warm water. It'll be 68 in the afternoon. Sure. But what that does is the fish get confused. They don't, you know what I mean? We talk about conditions where they have to be absolute. If it's going to be 61, let it be 61 for a week. If it's going to be 68, let it be 68 for a week. Otherwise, the fish can't adapt quick enough. You know, they're either on the bottom, on the top, and we don't know what the thermocline, that water between the top and bottom's at. It could be, there could be a line, their thermocline, where it's just 61 and they can't go above 61 because they're just trapped in that cold water and can't come up.
Wow. Pretty amazing. So you covered some territory yesterday from the backside of Catalina all the way over to Palos Verdes. That's a lot of territory, right?
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, I had Al Q and his buddy Rex Ito aboard, and Al and I talked, and it was my last day of the week. So I knew I was coming to the show, which was great, and I have the next few days off, so I'm gonna spend a little extra time. Plus, I really wanted to get them on that afternoon bite because there's been some good ones up there in the afternoon with that tide. We needed sun yesterday. I think that was the only issue. We had sun coming across, then we had cloud cover when we got there. So
sun helps you.
I believe so. Yeah. I think that profile of the bait, you know, coming over the top of the kelp with the sun, you know, it gives the fish a quicker time to react as opposed to maybe a darker shadow with the backdrop. They don't maybe not see it as well. They can't react fast enough. Whereas with the sun out, they see that thing come by. Boy, they react real fast.
And I think they levitate more toward, you know, like a largemouth going to the lily pad kind of thing, right? Back into the tules. Like
absolutely.
They kind of levitate toward the structure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the way I work that is I'll go shallow. You know, I'll go 10 feet if I have kind of leading edges. And I'll work that 10-foot zone. If I get bites, that's fine. Or I'll just drop back, find a leading edge on the outside in like 30 feet. And it seemed like the pattern was these fish were set up on the outside, and the bigger ones were on the outside in about 20 to 30 feet in a leading edge. And again, if you kind of look, if you were to look down on kelp and you see like kelp that comes way out and then comes way in, you want to start on the front end of that. And especially when the current's going either right or left, you want to be in the front of it and really work that, you know. Use your trolling motor, kind of, you know, set yourself up and kind of stay there and cover that hole from the point to the bottom, and then come around and find another one. And some of them are set up really good, and some of them you might get one or two, but usually a pretty decent fish.
That's cool. Neat. Yeah. Speaking of trolling motor, you recently installed a Norsk lithium battery into your boat. What do you think?
Oh, I mean, thanks to James Holst at Norsk, really schooled me on those batteries. I have no idea with lithium until I started doing research. But I tell you, the longevity of the charge is great, and the power of my trolling motor, after a couple of days not charging and still utilizing the trolling motor, fantastic.
So is that where you have the lithium is on your trolling
motor? I have the lithium for just trolling motor. We're working on getting the house battery because I need that big one. Because my Humminbird.
And they're coming out with that.
They're coming soon, and he's going to try to get the trolling motor doctor in Long Beach who carries them in L.A. currently, and soon to be other vendors. But I'm very impressed. You know, I'm very impressed. You know, when we were lifting in and out of the boat, you can take two of them and lift them out.
Wow.
As opposed to like a 27. One, you like really struggle to get it.
Get one out.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, guys.
And the weight's got to be a huge thing, right?
Oh, it's gigantic.
I mean, whether you're using a 24-volt system or 36, I mean, that's 100 pounds of difference, really.
Yes.
I mean, I'm guessing.
I think if a person that has a small boat that's running 24 or even 12 volt, but mainly 24, and has a small boat and is really strapped for size as far as storage, I think it's a great benefit, especially the small aluminum, small fiberglass boat, you know, 18 or shorter, and you run 24, man, the longevity of the charge and the weight in the boat is huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
So are there days that you don't even have to recharge?
Yeah, like I forgot to do it last night because I got in so late. So,
and you're still good?
I think I'll be good when I get back. You know, I won't be fishing until Monday or Tuesday. So
wow.
I think I'll be fine.
And then you have the app on your phone, and you can look at the chart that, on your battery.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up. So yeah. if for some reason I need to find out where I'm at, you know, there is an app, Guardian app, and you see it on my phone here.
Yeah.
I just click it. Now, I'm not going to be able to bring up the batteries because I'm not within the
you
batteries.
You have to be
you
within
have to
the
be.
Zone.
Right. But it gives you your battery number, who's the
Look
battery belongs to, and then it'll tell you all your voltage.
A total rundown right
A total rundown.
Yeah.
And then if you have an issue, you can hit support, and they have you on file, and then somebody in their support will call you, and they can actually tap it into your batteries by looking up the serial numbers.
Wow.
And give you an on-the-phone diagnosis
right
there.
What's
yes.
going on?
Yes.
Yeah. Norsk Lithium. It's a pretty amazing company.
The customer service is fantastic.
Yeah.
And, again, James, a wealth of knowledge. And then the engineers. I actually had an issue because it was I connected something wrong and fried one of the batteries, but we resolved it right away, and since then I've had no problems.
No issues.
No issues at all.
Yeah, you just have to have somebody who's knowledgeable connecting it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's I'm not very knowledgeable, so I brought it to trolling motor doctor Nick there, and he diagnosed it talking with the engineer and talking to James, and they dialed it in.
But it's the difference between Norsk Lithium and a standard battery is a night and day difference.
Night and day. Again, the life of the battery.
Yeah, it's like 10 years, right?
The weight, the confidence knowing that you're not going to lose charge.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to get the big house battery in because my Humminbird Solexes, they take a lot of amps and they draw a lot of power from my current cell battery. So I really have to constantly keep the motor running to keep that charge. So once we get the lithium, I won't have to worry
about
it.
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, that's a big deal.
So it's a great investment.
Yeah. And James will be on the show here in October. So we got a big October. So
he's coming in the world headquarters.
Yes, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Answer
all the questions. And I can't believe how many people have a lot of questions about installing lithium on their boat, whether it be a big boat, small boat, whatever.
It's the future.
It's definitely the future.
It's the future.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
I have to ask, in your travels from Catalina to PV and going back and forth, have you seen any of the tuna? I mean, is that any part of your – I mean, maybe you steer away from it. I don't know.
You know, it all depends where I launch from. You know, you guys know that I'm the bass guy, you know, and I get a lot of – you know, my buddies, you should be chasing that tuna. Man, it's right there. Well, if I launch out of Newport, there's a good chance I'm going to run into it. A couple of weeks ago, I was with Chris Solo. You guys know Chris. And I got a text. I'm at the backside of Cat. I think we were like 40 bass in already. It was fun. And I go, Chris, I just got a text, and somebody said, get your butt in here. The fish are like 6 miles from the harbor mouth in Newport. And I said, you want to go try to catch a tuna? He goes, yeah, I'm game. So we bolted over there, you know, 45 minutes. We're just short of the 14 foamer. Foamer.
How about that?
Foamer. Not biting, but foamers. And I go, all right, I think we're getting there. And as we got to like 6 miles, big foamers.
Wow.
And first cast I make with the new AFCO jerkbait, I hook it on a Trinidad. I thought they were small fish, 20 to 50 pounds. Perfect, right? Trinidad 16 with 65-pound Power Pro and the new AFCO jerkbait.
Which jerkbait?
The anchovy color.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
The smaller one.
Uh-huh.
Hooked one and proceeded to empty that Trinidad 16.
Oh, man.
So we're
not a 30 to 40 pounder.
No. Big. You know how tuna are, right? You see the small ones and a big one pushes everybody out.
Yeah.
And I go, Chris, hold the rod. We got to maneuver the boat to try to catch up on some line. And he goes, we're down on the tape, man. We're down on the tape. We're down. And then second later, boom, we broke off.
Oh, wow.
But we found another school. Actually, what happened was I'm sitting there, and there's a big ball of bait next to us. I go, let's just hang out. Shut the motor off. I just hang out. And I wait in. I go, they're here. I started marking fish on the meter. I go, they'll be up any second. He goes, really? I go, just get ready with your surface iron. And when they come up, just flip it in the middle of it. They came up strong. And I go, just flip it out there. And he gets bit immediately.
Wow.
Yeah, cool. He had about a 70-pounder. I posted on Instagram about
a week ago. Oh, man.
Yeah, nice fish. I go, you want to go chase one? He goes, no, I'm good.
That's it.
Head up to the net, yeah.
The fish didn't even have a chance to cool down because we were like 5 miles from the harbor, you know?
Man. How crazy is that?
Yeah, it's been awesome.
That kind of year, right?
But, yeah, tuna. Yeah, but I don't go out of my way to chase them, you know, because it was...
I'm like you most of the time. Yeah. I mean, that's Bass's the deal. You know?
But Corey... breaking news, Benny. Corey went tuna fishing this week.
On the skiff. On the skiff. Awesome.
And you caught him.
I did, yeah.
On poppers.
I'm all on surface poppers.
How fun is that, right?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Right? Yeah. I went... strictly, like I told Pete, I'll tell you, I went as a one-trick pony. I took two popper rods. And that's
commitment. That's right? Commitment, yeah.
Yeah. And ended up with a few yellowfin and all, like, right at 30 pounds.
Oh, that's
like,
perfect size. Yeah. Fast gear stuff.
Gill and gutted, 29 and a half.
That's awesome.
30 and a half, yeah, right there.
Yeah, and here I went out this week on field research, took three scoops of bait and equaled his count with poppers, right? Yeah. But fun. It's fish are biting.
I have to say, Chris got that got his fish on the new Terramar West Coast rod, 80H with the diamond grip, and a Tranks 400 with 80 and 60-pound Psycho.
Wow,
on that jerkbait. Yeah, so we were prepared correctly for that 20 to 50-pound stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We were not prepared for anything
bigger. To get spooled.
Yeah.
100-pounders.
Yeah. Because there were some of that, because I actually saw some. I go, no, we're going to the little ones over here. Yeah. Because for me, I mean, granted, if you're going to go fishing, be prepared for the game you're fishing for.
Right.
Steer clear away from the gear you the fish... with the gear you don't have.
Right.
Right? I just think it's more fun to be prepared than not.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I like a challenge. Yeah.
So do
it's
I.
It's fun to have a challenge.
I mean, when you're talking bass, yeah, I don't mind fishing 40-pound and 20-pound, you know, leader for a big one, but... tuna is a different deal. Those things are painful.
I agree. 100%, Benny. Painful would be a good description of it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters.
I'm stoked to be in studio with Benny. And you want to join us, there's a couple ways to do it, as always. You can give us a call. One open line right now. It's all yours at 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. Only done through the app. Benny's showing us a beautiful calico right now. What is that, like a 6+? Beautiful fish right
nice
there.
Fish.
So we're going to be talking calicos, talking bass, inshore, bay fishing. We can talk tuna fishing, all the good times here on Let's Talk Hookup. We're giving away to one lucky caller or texter. We'll have Benny flip a coin at the end of the show. Giving away one of the new AFCO reel bags. I have yet
those
to see one of those.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
I haven't seen
them. They are amazing. They really did it right. I mean, it's so far superior to any reel bag. Two different sizes available, and maybe a third one coming out soon, but two different great sizes available to hold your reels comfortably and an easy carry handle, too.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very
somebody's going to be really stoked. Yeah. We're giving away one of those today. Again, telephone number 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. Only done through the app. We're going to be right back with Captain Benny Florentino. On Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewrich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protective, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me. If you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Got Captain Benny Fontino. Yeah,
and so Benny, I have a question. Okay, you said Al Q, East Coast guy. They're typically spinner guys.
Yep.
He was fishing the 5-inch weedless.
Yep.
On a spinning rod.
That's it.
What is the tool that's better made for that 5-inch rod? Is it a Tranx 300, 400 on a casting rod, or is it a spinning reel?
Well, let me tell you, I was very impressed just sitting back watching him snap that bait a long ways.
Uh-huh.
In fact, a couple of times, I just wanted to see if I can match, and we were pretty close to casting it. I was fishing the new SLX 70, because I've been field testing that for a few months now. It's a 70-size reel. That's great El Salto reel.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
My gosh. And so I was trying to match them, and then I took
70 size, really small.
Yeah, it's small, but it's a great 30 and 40 pound braid reel for throwing your small weedless.
Right.
For sure. But I then went to the Corrado DC 150 to see how much more distance. But I tell you, he was fishing again the Stradic 4000 on a G Loomis spinning rod. It's a southeast spinning rod. Because it's perfect for our, and it's rated, it's a medium taper rod, so you can really snap a small bait a long ways. Small bait, weedless bait, swim bait, jerk bait, it's a very versatile, light spinning rod.
Yeah.
Small tube bait. But he was very precise in his presentation. You could tell, East Coast anglers, southeast anglers that fish mainly spinning, I've noticed that they're very precise, can be very accurate, and really get a lot of distance.
Yeah.
A lot of distance.
But can you work the bait as effectively as with a
from what I see, absolutely.
It works.
Yeah.
Obviously by the results yesterday,
yeah.
It is.
All right. I don't know. I like the 200 size for that. I mean, it's still a small reel, right?
I agree.
50-pound Power Pro and a 40-pound leader and all day long.
I've been fishing mainly because I've been field testing a bunch of different little reels, that 70. But the 150 Corrado DC, by far, fishing 50-pound max quattro, because it's like the 25% thinner diameter.
Yeah.
Roughly like a 40, 45-pound. And then a 25 or 30-pound leader for doing those applications. The one thing about that is it's very versatile. Spinning spinnerbait, a 100 size jerkbait.
Crankbait.
Crankbait.
Yeah.
Weedless bait. You know, very, very versatile. And I pair it up with a Terramar 80M. So it's got a lot of bend, but it has a lot of backbone in case you hook big. I mean, I've had my anglers catch up to 7 pounds on that small outfit, has a lot of, if they hook it right, and all they have to do is pull. I mean,
That's it. I mean, there's more in your favor than there is not, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know the old saying, the harder you pull, the harder they pull?
Yeah.
I think the bend in the rod, the anglers are fighting more the fish than the actual equipment. Because it's lighter, it's easy to cast, lightweight. I just think the fatigue factor. The 300's a great reel when I'm fishing mainly boilers and targeting trophy fish, you know, in that 7 to 10-pound class, fishing a little bit bigger bait, like Corey's 7-inch weedless or even the slug. I've been fishing that slug a little bit. Oh, my
nice.
Gosh, what a...
Fun.
Yeah,
small slug or the big slug?
The big one.
The big slug.
You get a lot of looks, and a lot of times you don't hook any because I'm not that you know, good at it yet. But I think the drawing power of that bait is pretty incredible.
I'll tell you a fun combo is the 7-inch slug, which is, you know, considerably smaller than the 8-inch. Mm-hmm. I mean, in just volume, with the 7-aught Gamakatsu weighted swim bait hook. That marriage right there is insane for that. You know, better fish, but a lot of the 13 to 16 inchers. Like,
right.
You'll catch a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I saw that, and I think the reason they can, the 8-inch, like you said, volume, when they come up and fold it in their mouth, or if they get it in the head, sometimes they have so much volume that the big ones don't have a problem. They suck it in, and you know, all
a
you got
5-pounder's done.
Yeah. Yeah. That's easy streak.
But there's so many 1.5 to 2.5 pound fish.
Yep.
That the 7-inch, it's down their throat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you work at the 7-inch or the 8-inch the same? You just skip it along the top, or you work it like a jerk bait? It's kind of cool. You can do any of that, but the really cool part is with the weight on there, 3/8 of an ounce.
Yep.
It doesn't go head down when it sinks. It goes at like a 45-degree angle. Yep. It's like a glide bait.
Yep. That's exactly what I say. It is like a glide bait, depending on how you turn your handle.
It's all with the reel.
And I learned that from you because, you know, when you said use the reel, because before I was popping the tip, which is very common with a lot of angles. They'll want to use the rod.
Especially freshwater guys.
Yes. But if you use your reel to get that action, and that's what draws the strikes. That's what really draws strikes. And I think I enjoy the strike more than I do the catch.
Absolutely.
Because those big ones, it draws big ones out.
Well, and that's what the cool thing about going fishing with Benny in Coastal Charters. You get an education. You're not going to go catch fish. You're going to learn a lot about calico bass fishing or whatever your target might be.
Yeah.
You teach a lot.
I try to teach. You know, I mean, catching is a bonus. And obviously, you know, camaraderie is huge. But I really do. I mean, I'll make, like I told an angler the other day, he was learning to cast, right? And I go, the minute I stop saying 2 to 9, turn your wrist or hold your rod tip down or anything like that, I'll just say, great job, man. And that means you're right on track.
On target.
Yeah. And I was explaining it to Al yesterday. I go, hey, my seminars now are not about how I fish, setting up, any of that. Me, it's all about mechanics of casting. Because whether you're tuna fishing, largemouth fishing, spotted bait bass fishing, if you can't make a precise cast and your mechanics aren't there, then you will be fighting. You'll be fighting all day.
Yeah.
You know, because mechanics is huge in anything you do, whether it's golf, tennis, baseball. Doesn't matter. Mechanics is huge.
Yeah.
Of casting.
Very, very well said. Really.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, you want to get through? Lines are open right now. 213-432-1090. You have a chance to win one of those new APCO reel bags. Really sensational prize there. But I have a great texter. You can also text the show only via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And Russell from Huntington Beach asks. He says, "Hi guys, Benny, did you ever go on any of the Qualifier 105 skiff trips back in the day? I mean, skiff trips, man. Those
miss those."
great memories. Corey went on some. I went on
a few. Corey had some fantastic 50-pound yellow days at Cedros.
Benito's.
Benito's.
Chester's.
Yeah.
Oh,
my Chester's. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Sacramento Reef.
In the day.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But, I mean, the quality of the fish, the calico fishing was amazing, too.
Untapped.
Right? So much fun.
Yeah. Untapped. Yeah. I did. And, you know, what's funny is when Tommy Rothery first started doing, remember his?
The Polaris Supreme.
Yeah, when he did his skiff trips in the early days. I went
remember
on one
Gundy
of those.
Was running one of the skiffs, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
Those were the days. And then when John started running them. And we actually did some mothership trips at to Clemente when they did a few of those. And Brian Sims ran those. Those
okay,
were a blast,
yeah. Man. Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah. Fun.
So much fun.
Yeah.
And they use their, you know, back in the day, they would use those skiffs for fighting the tunas, we all know, right? And
yeah, so the backup reels.
Right, exactly. So they just double those up as the skiffs for the trip. And, man, all those little nooks and crannies and everywhere they'd hit up and down the coast. I miss those. I mean, from the Q105 and then the Shogun.
Yeah.
And,
oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John Cone from Dallas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Captain Ben.
Hey, John. So
I did a trip with Benny, and my friend Mark from Missouri caught two yellowtail. You remember me, Ben?
Oh, I remember you, John. Boy, how tall? He's like 6'5" or something like. He's a big guy.
He is a big guy.
Yeah, those yellowtail.
Remember, he was using your spinning rod.
Yeah, it was a Saragossa 8000 on a Therese 7.2 medium.
How do you remember all this?
Part of the job.
Yeah. You call the job.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, I just remember Mark being he's a big guy. 6 foot. So me standing next to him, he's like a tree. And that yellowtail put a whooping on him, didn't he, John?
Man, that's
it
cool.
It sure did. Remember it knocked him on his butt? remember he fell down?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like you said, it put
a hurt. That was such a great trip.
Yeah. How fun is it fishing with Captain Benny Florentino, huh? It's fun time.
It's really good. I think everybody should get a chance.
Yeah, for sure. I always enjoyed fishing with Benny.
Thank you, John.
All right, nice to hear from you, John. Thanks for the call.
It's like memories of a lifetime
right
there, right?
Yeah.
I know, it's so cool. Yeah, I've got a text right here, and if you want to text us, it's only done through the app, and got your chance to win an AFCO Reel Bag at the end of the show, right? So Darren from Menifee says, good morning, Pete, Corey, and Benny. When the kelp isn't growing well in some areas, do the calicos naturally go to the nearest rock pile or ARs, or do they stay in the same zone or go shallower or deeper? Good question, right?
That's a really good question. Most people's perception is find the thickest kelp to cast on. I actually like when the kelp thins out, because what happens is some of those bigger ones will kind of take refuge in kelp grows on rock. Right. So if you find a strand, there's going to be a rock pile right there. And generally, depending on the water temp, the fish will either be near the bottom, halfway up, or near the surface. And that's why we can get away with fishing these weedless baits and burning it over the top to get a reaction.
Well, they charge all the way from the bottom?
Oh, sometimes, depending how deep it is. If you're in 10 feet of water, which we fished a lot of yesterday, and you have that thing coming over the top, oh, definitely, they'll come up and whack it, especially those big ones that are waiting for something to come by for in their wheelhouse, in their vision. But it doesn't hurt the fishing. I think it makes it better, because it spreads the fish out maybe a little bit more. And if there's bait balls nearby, I would look for bait and kind of hang out there. You know, some telltale signs are bait, birds, and if the kelp is moving. If the kelp's moving in, moving out.
But I think a lot of times, too, Benny, people don't realize where they saw a bunch of kelp earlier in the year or last year or even 10 years ago.
Yes.
There's still something there. Like, there could be kelp that's not growing to the surface.
That you're not seeing it.
Yes, right. Which
is the case a lot right now in Point Loma. If you go out to Point Loma
it's very thin.
The inside stuff is thick, and the outside stuff's very thin.
It's pretty thin.
Yeah.
You know, but it's still there. It's just...
there might be 60 feet of kelp, right, growing in 60 feet of water, but there's that little bit of current keeps it down at 30 feet.
That's what's important about having a good electronics. And even if you have, I mean, electronics nowadays is pretty darn good. So you can meter that. And, you know, the key thing is just tuning your fish finder and not have so much interference and actually see kelp.
Yeah.
You know, I run Humminbird Solex 12s with side imaging, up and down imaging. It's ridiculous what I have, but it fits what I need. It's just as important as one of the guys running offshore having sonar. It's a key thing to getting people on fish and getting bites. If you see kelp and it's pointed in every way, you have current. You may not see it. It doesn't hurt to make 10 casts and run a bait over the top. You might find a pocket of fish and catch a handful.
There you go. Hey, speaking of offshore, let's go offshore right now. Captain Mike on the Tribute is calling in. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. It's been quite a week of fishing, huh?
Oh, you know what? It's been pretty darn good. It's very, very good bluefin fishing here lately. Some yellowfin mixed in, a little bit of dorado, but the consistency of the bluefin fishing has been pretty ridiculous. I think, as one person on Facebook put it, Jeff Markland said, can we stop using words like fantastic and outstanding? And I said, I don't know what else to use.
Yeah, I mean, those words pretty much describe it. And it's so good that when we were fishing yellowfin, like just 20 miles from Point Loma the other day, a lot of the long-range boats and you guys were in there because you're done on bluefin, right?
Yeah, no, it's been last trip. We got in from the 3-day last night. Limits of bluefin. What we chose to do on the last one was go fish big ones, and we had some pretty good shots at bigger fish over 100 pounds on the last day. But there is some very, very good yellowfin fishing to be had. It's funny the lack of coverage down south just because there's no need for it.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty much all U.S. waters, right?
Yeah, it is. It's relatively close to home. There's a few different options, which is nice because it's keeping guys spread out. But it's I don't even remember the last time we had slow fishing.
Well, the big thing is it's the boats have been full, especially the Tribute, because you guys have been on it. Do you have opportunities to go fishing with you?
Yeah, we only had a few options, a few open party trips available in September. The rest of the month is sold out. We do have a October 3rd Turner-sponsored day-and-a-half trip, which sponsored trips are always a good one that has room on it. There's that
Turners,
one.
Man, they always put a bunch of great stuff on it, too.
Yeah. No, they're definitely a good one to be on. You're going to get a chance to get a shot at winning some tackle, try out some new stuff. But October 3rd, a day-and-a-half Turner-sponsored trip. And then the trip after that is a Thursday night fishing Friday one-day trip, which this has been easy range for that. And there's some room on that, which is pretty uncommon to have a Friday with any kind of space on it. So those are the only two trips coming up with any space in the other week and a half, 2 weeks from now. But it'd be a good time to get dialed in. And, you know, there's really no end to this. Looks like it's going to go on for quite a while.
Gotta love it. Well, how do we get a hold of you? You want to go fishing on the Tribute?
Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com, and always take a look at our Facebook and Instagram pages at Tribute Sport Fishing to see what we've been catching.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Great to hear from you, and glad you're getting them, and we'll talk to you real soon.
I think yes.
Man, it sounds like a good time. Hey, we're going to be right back with more from Captain Benny Florentino when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hanging out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Lanera, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I can think of to get the same experience that you get in Rancho Lanera. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. And RanchoLanera.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. The saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having so much fun here with Captain Benny Florentino.
Yeah, good buddy here.
Talking good time.
Yeah, and you can get a hold of us through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Text us, a lot of great texts, and a phone call. 213-432-1090, open right now. I have a great text from Mike in San Juan Capistrano, and Mike wants to know, hey, quick question for Captain Ben. How do you, does the calico approach change when fishing Catalina versus San Clemente Island? Good
like
question.
It. I like it.
Yeah.
It's still islands.
Line size. How about that?
Line size is a change. Yeah. Right. I tend to go up in line class at Clemente. I'll fish more like the your Tranks 300, 65-pound, 50-pound leader.
No 200, no 150?
Not so much. Yeah, because, you know, you might get that one of a lifetime there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was telling the guys yesterday that I think more 10-pluses have been caught at Catalina in the zone I was fishing in the last 10 years than San Clemente.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Bigger fish. Why do you think?
You know, I don't know. I think what happens, it's like Cedros. You don't see many 10s, you're right, like very rare, because there's so much of that 3 to 5 pound stuff, right?
That's San Clemente Island.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I mean?
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
Like, there's the competition level of the 5 to 6 pounders.
Yeah.
I don't think it allows. It's like having a lake full of 3 pounders.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, there's not enough food to accommodate for one to be able to grow to 12, right?
It really takes a lot of energy for a big one to come out and push the little guys out to eat, you know, and run after a big meal. They're generally like my 10-4 I caught on a surface iron was on the up in Pyramid, way shallow. On a surface iron. I was just fishing bass. You know, we were just catching a few, and that's what I caught.
Pyramid at San Clemente.
Pyramid San Clemente.
But not Pyramid Lake.
No.
Right, exactly. Everybody's geared up for Pyramid Lake now because the opener's on October 1st, so Sunday.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Everybody's talking Pyramid.
Here's one thing, though. At San Clemente Island, that's one of the only maybe 6 or 8 times I've actually had, you know, like a 6-pound bass with lobster. lobster antenna sticking out of their mouth.
Yep.
A lot.
Really? It seems to be about that 6-pound range. We've had 6 to 7 pounders with the antenna sticking out.
Yeah.
I've never seen them. Smaller fish, and I've never seen bigger fish. You know?
Interesting.
So they're down there eating a different diet. They don't want to go out. They're Archie Bunker. They like to lay around and give people grief every now and then and eat what's in front of them. You know?
So, question, that area you're fishing at Catalina, I know that area, it's like they don't have a lot of kelp there. So
Not anymore, no.
And what do you fish, rocks?
I'm fishing the beach. We're fishing the wash.
Right on the beach.
Especially, I'm going in there when there's not a lot of conditions. So we start in the morning when we have conditions. We'll have a incoming tide, there's been some pretty good incoming tides early in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm fishing the uphill current, so the kelp's pointing towards the beach. So when you pull up to it, you got this nice leading edge, you know, on a lot of corners and corners of certain stretches of kelp, and those are perfect target areas, and you set yourself up on it. And Corey knows. He sees stuff like that. You start drooling, right?
You already have.
You already know. Yeah, you already bit. You almost think, we're going to get bites here.
You've already got me bit.
So when that subsides, when the kelp kind of starts to go straight back up and you don't get conditions, I go in the wash. I go where there's water moving. And you generally won't get many bites, but usually you'll get the right bites up in that wash. And
because that's where they're feeding.
They're feeding or they're just there, and your bait becomes an offering.
Ah.
And if you're in the right section at the right where they're at, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a bite or at least draw a strike.
Versus Kalmani, if you're fishing a lot of kelp and a lot of structure and stuff, right?
I mean, even so. I mean, even you can be in 90 feet of water and you have a leading edge. That thing could be stacked with 3 to 5, 6 pounders.
Okay.
Or you can fish the... you know, in the boilers with no conditions, and you can draw a big strike. You might get a 6-7 pounder in there on a weedless, fishing it fast. And you know, with the water temp as warm as it is, you know, I was telling my guys that yesterday. I go, there's no need to slow down. There's no, you wind fast. You want that thing moving because the fish aren't cold. They're not lethargic. It's a perfect temperature, I think, for them at 68, 69, and even 70. Their metabolism's up. They're out there. They're doing their thing.
How often at Clemente do you, or even Catalina, do you have like a big yellow, like...
Oh, always. Yeah.
Always. Like rush out of the shallow.
Yeah,
man,
especially at Clemente, you know, you're fishing those outer kelps, you know, and you're on a bass bite. All of a sudden, zing, you know, 30-pounder eats it, and you
so
go on a ride. Yeah.
You know, we were talking about great offshore fishing and stuff, and amazingly enough, the Royal Star, which never has space available, they just had a couple of openings come up on a 10-day, October 22nd to November 1st, and a one spot on November 1st to a November 11th trip. The trips have been sold out forever. And you talk about prime time for a 10-day, wahoo, tuna, yellowtail, that time of the year is A number one. Great weather, great fishing.
Fish in the ridge.
Yeah, so you want to go grab one of those spots on the Royal Star on a 10-day, call the office or check RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Hey, Corey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Daniel calling from Rancho Cucamonga? Good morning, Daniel. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Daniel.
Good morning,
Daniel.
When you fish your... Catalina or Kameni, do you change your knots depending on the type of jig you use?
I'm pretty consistent in my knots. You know, I tie a 5-turn RP knot, John Collins knot, from a connection from fluorocarbon to braid, and I tie a 6-turn uni knot to the lure because that's what I'm used to. I've been tying that forever.
6-turn uni.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just used to tying that knot. It's easy. It's fast.
And confidence, too.
Yeah. It's one of those things. Yeah, and I always tell people, hey, one of the easiest knots to tie is a Palomar. If you're confident and it's easy for you, just make sure you wet the line, tie it. You know, any line you're any knot you tie it with confidence. Yeah.
And then when you're tying that John Collins or RP knot, you're fishing that outside the guides when you're using a casting rod, or are you fishing inside the guides too?
Both.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Both. Yeah, I trim it down pretty good, you know.
So it'll cast.
Yeah, so it'll cast.
Yeah. It's a great knot.
I love it.
It's solid.
Yeah.
It's quick.
Easy.
Yeah.
Quick and pretty
pretty reliable. Pretty reliable.
Yeah.
Once in a while, maybe, but not.
That's
not
usually
very
user
often.
Error.
Usually user error. Yeah, for sure. You know what I noted and learned this from Chris Minnick. If you instead of going through the end when you finish the knot, going through once and cinching it down, go through three times. And
really?
I think it makes a better knot.
That's what I do.
Chris,
I do at least twice. And,
yeah.
and the reason being, Benny, is it creates a protection on the fluoro.
Right.
It's chicken gear.
Right.
Oh, so as it goes through the guide.
Yes.
I get it. So it's kind of.
Because when it goes through the guide, it starts to.
I'm going to have to try that.
Let's try that. Yeah.
That's usually.
Go through two or three times.
Two or three.
I think it makes the knot last longer.
After a thousand casts, things are going to go wrong.
Yeah.
I can see that came from the professor.
Right.
Chris Minnick, man.
That's good. No doubt. Chris Minnick.
Hey, this portion of the show is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, the full deli, the snacks, the beverages, ice, boating supplies. For all your freshwater needs and tackle, you've got to visit East County Bait and Tackle, ECBT. Plus, the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, too. All stores are fully stocked with the products and know-how for a successful time on the water. Dana Landing, of course, they're right next to the launch ramp across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay, ECBT. At the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more information. Truly the one-stop shop for everything you need.
Johnny is the man.
He is the man.
He has so much intel and information.
And he's killed the tuna this week.
He did.
He was back by noon.
I'll tell you, that's who I talked to before I went out.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Johnny knows his stuff.
Johnny's the man.
He knows. Yeah, that's, of course, at Dana Landing.
Yes.
Right there. And I think his days off are Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. So you can catch Johnny every other day. And then, of course, the other staff. There you go. Bubba.
Oh, they're all
good. They're all
good
there at Dana Landing, man.
It's the hub, man.
Yeah, it is. Let's jump into the phone.
Let's do it. How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. Good morning, Hills. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, guys. I did get to go fishing with Benny Florentino thanks to Let's Talk Hookup, and man, it was so much fun. We had a blast. And I also got to go fishing on the Liberty this past Wednesday, and I just wanted to report on that real quick. It was absolutely spectacular. The boat is so great, starting with the captain and Evil, and then the deckhands and Sarah and the galley, and we just had so much fun, and we had a slow pick on bluefin all day, and then Anibal was really looking for the yellowfin, and he found him in the last, like, hour, half hour, and everybody hooked up. And they were in real nice grade, like just over 30 pounds, and kicked my butt. It was super great. The boat couldn't be better. They set a tone on the boat, so there's no one on that boat that's like the idiot guy, you know, because it's just not, it's not going to happen on that boat. They're so cool. You just feel it, you know. And
very
no,
professional.
There's no, not that guy. Yeah. And
absolutely.
All the deck.
Yeah. No question about it.
That was great. I just wanted
glad you had such a good trip, Hills. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
Super cool, Hills. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice with Captain Benny Florentino. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norsk Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norsk Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norsk Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service both before and after the sale. It doesn't matter if you're looking to upgrade your current batteries tomorrow or a year from tomorrow. We're here to answer your rigging questions to get everything set up right the first time. Find us online at norsklithium.com. That's N-O-R-S-K lithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norsk Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood and have Nick Wayne walk you through why Norsk Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever-drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever-drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force to produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protex technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagany body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limits. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel. Available at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.